Shalom to all. Today's office is Shai Meister Shani Daf Lama Dalit, and we are starting about six lines up from the bottom with the words Tani Mistaker Hu Adamat Shekel. And in the Vilna Shurus Daf, it's a little bit into Chaf Alef Amud Aleph. And today's office sponsor Lili Nishmas Mars Miriam Sar Basim Yaakov Moshe Her Neshama should have an Aliyah. And we keep discussing that when we're being paid the Meister Shani, if it has two different values, one here and one in a different place, he could redeem it based off of the less expensive value. As the Gemara tells us, Tani we have a Brisa Mistaker Hu Adam Ad Shekel Mistaker Hu Adam Ad Revias. A person when he's transferring the kedusha of Meister Shani could gain up until a shekel, or he could gain up until a quarter. And the Gemara asks, Hey Chavida, how is this done? Now just pay attention to the next couple lines of Gemara. We have an almost completely different girsa than what's actually written. So Gemara tells us, Dinar hacha betrain munin. A dinar over here is worth 200 prutais, which means if a person wants to exchange his copper prutais for a silver dinar, he needs 200 copper prutais. However, ubeda adbel, in this place called adbel, betrain munin v'chamshin. It's 250 copper prutais for a dinar, which means in an adbel, copper prutais are less valuable than they are over here. Now, v'hubay mitan chamshin umisuk. If he wants to go to Adbel, he would have to pay 50 copper prutas. So even though copper prutas are less expensive over there, he still would have to pay 50 in order to get there. What's he allowed to do? The yav lehacha betrayn manin v'chamshin. He could take 250 copper prutas of Meister Sheni over here and transfer them onto a dinner. And again, that's based off of the less expensive value of these prutas over there in Adbel. And we see that he's gaining a quarter because 50 is a quarter of 200. Over here, it's worth 200, and he's able to transfer 250 onto that, and so he's gaining a quarter. Moving on to Lam Dado and Bez on top, the Gemara tells us, Tani we have a Braisa, Ein Paiden Meister Sheni L'Shem Sheni El L'Shem Chulin. When one is being paid the Meister Sheni, he's not allowed to treat it as Meister Sheni, he has to treat it as Chulin. What does that mean? So as we said previously, when a person is being paid as Meister Sheni, if it's something that has a standard market value, he just goes over to one person to evaluate it. For example, he has apples, so he asks the fellow, how much are these apples worth? The person tells him how much they are, and he does his pidyon. And what the Brassa just told us now is that he doesn't say, how much are my Meister Sheni apples worth? He has to ask, how much are these Chulin apples worth, even though they're really Meister Sheni? And that's because Meister Sheni is less valuable than Chulin, therefore he has to treat them as if they're Chulin. Now, Reb Shaul presented the following, Haga Atzmacha, think about it for yourself, Shayu Akol Yoidem Bashu Sheni. Let's say everyone knows that this is Meister Sheni. What's he going to do? Say, how much is this Chulin worth? Everyone knows it's not Chulin and that it's Meister Sheni. Afilu Kain, even so, Reb Shaul tells us, he has to treat it as if it's Chulin and redeem it for that value. And Tani, we have a Braisa, Ein Paiden Meister Sheni, El Bin Al Minoi, one is only allowed to be Paiden Meister Sheni, one min onto another. Meaning when he's getting his Meister Sheni evaluated, it has to be in comparison to the same min. For example, if he has apples, it has to be evaluated at the cost of apples. As the Gemara, Deloi Kein Manan Amrin, without this, what would you have said? Paiden Menachitin Al Sa'arin, Menasarin Al Chitin, that you're allowed to be Paiden Meister Sheni wheat based off of the cost of barley, or Meister Sheni barley based off of the cost of wheat? That doesn't make sense. Of course, when you're being Paiden Meister Sheni, it has to be based off of the value of that very type of thing. So what's the chiddush over here? And the answer is l'chein tricha. This is what it's necessary for. Afilu mina agdoy al shamsis u mina shamsis al agdoy. Even if we're talking about two different strains of wheat, agdoy is white wheat and shamsis is red wheat. He has to make sure to have the valuation done based off of this strain of wheat that he has. So if he has white Meister Sheni wheat, the valuation can't be based off of the value of red wheat, even though they're very similar to each other. It's not the exact same thing, and it has to be the exact same thing. And continuing to talk about pidyon Meister Sheni, Amar Chananya says, Rebbe Hayo Lekech Kishuin B'chayreis L'malchus. Rebbe would take some of his ripe cucumbers to send them to the king, and he has to take Meister off of them. So V'kaveya Meister Sheni Sholohen Akol Uketz V'Uketz, he would set their Meister Sheni right by the stem of every single cucumber. In other words, let's say he was sending 10 cucumbers to the king. Instead of just taking one cucumber out, that being Meister Sheni, and then sending 9, he would send all 10, and then say that the Meister Sheni of each cucumber should be right by the stem. And then, when he was being paid to that Meister Sheni, he would view these cucumbers as if they were cut into pieces, and that means that the piece right near the stem, which was Meister Sheni, is not very valuable, because a piece of a cucumber is worth much less than a tenth of a whole cucumber, and therefore he'd be paid that at a very inexpensive price. However, Rabbi Yechon Abayi has a following question. These were actually whole cucumbers that were being sent to the king, and you're saying that we're able to look at them as if they're cut? That doesn't make sense. And Rabbi Yechon says, V'yos, this is a great question, because consider the following. Let's say two people were partners in the same cucumber. One of them owned one portion, the other owned 9, which means one owned 10% in the cucumber, the other owned 90% of the cucumber. Do you think that the person that owns 90% could tell the one who owns owns 10%, here you take your chelek, meaning you take the value of your 10th of the cucumber based off of how much it was worth if that piece was cut off. You can't do that. As we just said, a piece, the 10th of a cucumber, which is already cut off of it, is worth much less than a 10th of a cucumber while it's still attached to it. El rather, when we have the cucumber whole and not cut into pieces, it's sold for much higher than if it was cut into pieces. And that means that the one who holds 10% value in this cucumber is going to get more if it's sold while it's whole. And vahacha, the same thing is over here with Rebbe's cucumbers that he's sending to the king. When the cucumber is in one piece, it's all together, it's whole, it's obviously worth more than when it's cut into pieces. So how is Rebbe able to be paid to the Meister Sheni in these whole cucumbers as if it was cut into pieces? We conclude with this question. Now we just end off with a story bringing this out a little bit more. Lamed Hamad Alpha on top. Kadar Reb Shimon Bar Rebbe, just like Reb Shimon Bar Rebbe, Hava Mifkid al Ilein Duraimaya, he censored, he chastised the people of the south, the Havan Mizalzlin Ba, they were being Mizalzl with Meister Sheni, even though their produce was whole, they treated the Meister Sheni part of the produce as if it was cut off and they redeemed it for much cheaper value. Exactly what we just mentioned now. However, Nasun Bar Kapara, Bar Kapara took their produce, Vikartita Kumai, and he cut it in front of Reb Shimon Bar Rebbe, and Amar Leh, he told him, Tavhu Klum, is this worth anything? No, this piece that was cut off the produce is not really worth much. And that's how they view their Meister Sheni. Even though it's attached to the produce, they view it as if it's cut off, and once it's cut off, it's not really worth so much, and that's why they're redeeming it at a cheaper price, and it's not considered being Mizalzel with it. So Reb Shimon Bar Rebbe responded to him, Ad Kedon Mila Makartata V'loy Tava. Up until here, that svara makes sense. If you're cutting something off of a cucumber, for example, and that piece that's cut off is no good, that's what the word V'loy Tava means. It's no good, it's not really worth much, and therefore you can redeem it at a very cheap value. But what about Mila Makartata Tava? Let's say you cut a piece off of something, and that piece itself is very valuable. How could you treat it as something not expensive, and that's what they used to do, and that's what I have against them, says Reb Shimon Bar Rebbe to Bar Kapara. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow, continuing to talk about Pidyon Meister Sheni. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.